CDC chief agrees there's perverse economic incentive for hospitals to inflate coronavirus deaths. By Edwin Mora on July 31, 2020. United States hospitals have a perverse monetary incentive to increase their count of coronavirus fatalities. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC's Director Robert Redfield indicated under questioning from a Republican lawmaker during a House panel hearing on Friday. Asked to comment on what Representative Blaine Ludkamer, RMO, described as the perverse incentive during a hearing by the House Oversight and Reform Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis, Dr. Redfield responded. I think you're correct in that we've seen this in other disease processes too. Really in the HIV epidemic. Somebody may have a heart attack, but also have HIV. The hospital would prefer the classification for HIV because there's greater reimbursement. So I do think there's some reality to that. When it comes to death reporting, though, ultimately, it's how the physician defines it in the death certificate and, we review all of those death certificates. So I think, probably it is less operable in the cause of death, although I won't say there are not some cases. I do think though, that, when it comes to hospital reimbursement issues or individuals that get discharged, there could be some play in that for sure. According to Congressman Ludkamer, Admiral Brett Giroir from the U.S. Health and Human Services, HHS, department has conceded that there is an economic incentive for hospitals to inflate their coronavirus fatalities. Giroir acknowledged that the statistics he is getting from the states are overinflated, the Republican lawmaker said. The admiral testified earlier during Friday's hearing but was no longer present during Ludkamer's questions about coronavirus deaths. Across the United States, the 7-day average number of new infections had plateaued as of Thursday evening and even begun to come down in recent days. Meanwhile, new fatalities reported daily, and their 7-day average, continued to go up, but remained below peak levels. There is a lag of about 3 weeks or more between infection and death. As of midday Friday, COVID-19, coronavirus disease, had infected nearly 4.5 million people and killed over 150,000. The Johns Hopkins University tracker revealed.